Morning watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 8. Taking the God-ordained pathway for the church, the way of Philadelphia, according to the Lord's up-to-date and ultimate recovery, to bring us into a new revival, to turn the age. Friday related verses. Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give a white stone, and upon the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. John 3:29-30. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Luke 18:27. But he said, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Related reading. In Revelation 3:7, the introductory word in the epistle to the church in Philadelphia, the most difficult term for the teachers of the Bible to understand is the key of David. This key is used by the Lord to open the door for his recovered church. Today, it is also used by the Lord for us, the seekers and lovers of the Lord and his recovery, to have an opened door, not only for the spread of the recovery in an objective way, but also for us to become a light stone and pillars that are built into the temple of God and bear three names: the name of God, the name of the city of God, and the Lord's new name. The temple, the house of God, refers first to the church in the present age. Eventually, in eternity, the temple will become the new Jerusalem. The house of God is the church for God's dwelling today, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem as both the tabernacle and temple of God for his dwelling in eternity. What is the way for us to become a white stone and a pillar that is built into the house of God? The name of my God indicates that the pillar is God. The name of the city of my God indicates that the pillar is the New Jerusalem. And my new name indicates that the pillar is Christ in a new significance. The overcomer as a pillar becomes God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, the New Jerusalem, and Christ in a new experiential sense. In ourselves, we have no way to carry this out. However, the Lord Jesus has the way. That is, he has the key. He is the key for us to be transformed into white stones and to be built into the house of God, which is the church today and the New Jerusalem in eternity. A loving seeker of the Lord can become one who bears the name of God, the name of the New Jerusalem, and the new name of Christ. This means that he becomes God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. And he also becomes the New Jerusalem and Christ in a new sense. By ourselves, this is impossible, but the one who has the key of David has the way. God created man in his own image and according to his own likeness, in order that man may express God, and he gave man the authority to rule over all things. Through the fall, man lost the way to fulfill God's purpose. However, David found the way to fulfill God's purpose in figure. He defeated all the enemies and gained the ground to build the temple, the house of God. Because God gave the key of authority to David, it is called the Key of David. Then David had a descendant, Christ, who inherited this key. Today, Christ is the real David, to whom God has given the key of authority. He and only he has the unique key to open the door for his recovery that no one can shut. The Lord has the key to subjectively make us not only white stones, but also pillars built into the house of God, as those who are parts of God, of the New Jerusalem, and of Christ in a new sense. If we read the outlines of the High Peak Truths, we can see that they give us a key that opens the way to make us a part of God, of the New Jerusalem, and of the New Christ. We need to pray, read these outlines, study and investigate them, memorize and recite them, and prophesy with them. As a result, there will be an open door for us to enter into the reality, that is, to become a part of God, of the New Jerusalem, and of Christ. The New Jerusalem is the consummated God and the New Christ. This Christ is the one in the four Gospels, who has been increased, enlarged, and multiplied to be a corporate body, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem.